I'm Lisa Ledeen. Salinas has had no shortage of violence lately, with two deadly shootings just last week. But this week, the city is being looked at as a model for its efforts in reducing youth violence as a delegation visits from Washington, D.C. KEZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
It's been 2 days packed with meetings, presentations, and tours like this one in the refurbished National Guard Armory across the street from the Salinas Police Department.
Well, again, thank you very much for coming to the center. I do apologize for it being dusty and dirty, but we are in the construction phase.
Salinas Police Officer Angel Gonzalez shows off the future home of the Police Activities League, a decades-old program designed to give kids something to do that keeps them off the streets. The tour is for a federal delegation from the Department of Justice and other agencies. They're part of the National Forum on Youth Violence Prevention. Salinas is one of 10 cities involved nationwide. The idea is to create collaboration between communities heavily affected by youth and gang violence. Jack Calhoun is a senior consultant to the Department of Justice who will visit all the cities.
It's reciprocal because we're learning as much as we're looking at what's going on here. That's the beauty of this national model. And so we are shaping this together nationally to see what works.
He says he's seen a lot of things that work here in Salinas, especially the Community Alliance for Safety and Peace, or CASP. The group has become the backbone of community efforts. It's made up of more than 100 members from local government, business, education, faith, and nonprofit groups, all who have a stake and play a role in reducing youth violence. CASP worked with the city to develop the community strategy for violence reduction, and the group continues to meet twice a month.
So that group becomes a governance body. How are we doing? You, the school, said you would provide X. How are we doing? You, the faith community, said you'd promise mentors for school-phobic third graders. How are we doing?
Jose Ariola is CASP's program director.
Our ultimate vision is a city at peace through the mission of reducing youth violence. And in particular with youth violence, the majority that happens is gang violence. If you look at violence in Salinas overall, if you took out the gang violence component, our numbers drop.
Ariola cites numbers from the Monterey County Health Department showing a steady drop in youth victims of violent crimes in the last 5 years. The city started participating in the forum in 2010.
That takes a larger evaluation to prove correlation, but I don't think it's any coincidence. I think there's a lot going on. We've kind of created a model where we say this is how we do business in our city and our county. We work together.
Just one example lies in the Police Activities League, which requires community volunteers and business and nonprofit support to work. As Officer Gonzalez continues his tour of the armory, he stops in a room that will be the homework center and recounts a story about a run-in he had at a game in Powell's Baseball Summer League.
There's a guy that years ago I was in a fight with, trying to take him into custody, local gang member. Hadn't seen him in a few years, apparently he had gone to prison. He was out at the park one day, saw him kind of walking towards me and thought to myself, oh no.
But instead of a confrontation, he says the man shook his hand, pointed to his son at first base, and thanked him for the program.
We're breaking that cycle, not only with the kids, but with some of these parents.
Later this year, a delegation from Salinas will head to D.C. to meet with other cities in the forum. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.